What's up, guys? This is Moira Juco here coming at you live from the very first podcast that I will ever do. This will never get released, but it's a good way to test it out and see how it's going to sound. I'm really trying to figure this out and see how it works. I'm not really fucking sure. Anyway, so today, what do you guys want to talk about? Yep. Alright, I got a caller in her, Mandy. One second. Let me buzz her in.
Hi, my name is Mandy, and I was wondering if you have ever in your life had peanut butter and a marshmallow sandwich. Let me know.
Well, Mandy, I gotta tell you. Yeah, I did, actually. I'll tell you guys about the time that I had a marshmallow and peanut butter sandwich. I think I was in about 4th or 5th grade, and I had a friend. Her name was Jordan Nunn. She was pretty cool. She lived like a couple blocks down the road across the way from me. Now, Jordan was a cool girl, you know. We sat together at lunch sometimes. But one day, she gave me a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich. Now, if you guys have ever had the peanut butter or marshmallow sandwich, then you know how fucking good it is on that first bite. The combination of peanut butter and marshmallow is completely, undeniably, the most underrated thing in the entire world. So anyways, I took a bite and I was like, oh shit. I was like, yo, this is cracking. Like, what is this? And she was like, oh, it's peanut butter and marshmallow. And I'm like, oh, for real? How do you do that? You get, like, actual marshmallows? Like, I'm over here thinking you gotta go get the jumbo marshmallows and break it up or somehow liquefy it into this paste. She's like, no, there's a marshmallow cream that you get. And from then on, I have my mom go get me some marshmallow cream. We already had the peanut butter, of course. Who doesn't have peanut butter? I had to go get that shit. And every day, just about every day, I had a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich in 4th and 5th grade. But also, to even take it a step further, I added syrup. Now, if you know what syrup does to any food in the entire world, it makes it better. It's the sweet, liquid... Anyways, I added syrup to the marshmallow and the peanut butter. If you're smart, you've probably done the peanut butter and the syrup. Now, the trick with the syrup is just not to use too much, you know. But, you know, a lot of people just like to drown the pancakes in syrup, which is fine. You know, it's pretty fluffy. It can absorb. Same with waffles. But no, not with the fucking bread. The bread is thin. Just maybe not too much peanut butter on there because you don't want to get fucking choking and shit. But anyways, yeah. So that's what I did. It was great. Mandy, thank you for calling in. This has been the 4-minute segment with Chuck. The song that you first heard was Relationship by Future and Young Thug. One of my favorites. And I'm not Chuck, actually. I'm Marjuco. Have a great day.